I'd always had this interest in the Mountaineering Club, but the Mountaineering Club was a rather, seemed to me to be a rather arcane organisation. I mean, nobody, it didn't give any publicity.
Right.
Nobody knew where its club rooms were or how you might contact the members. But while we were on this mud cliff and I was leading this rope, and if anybody had fallen, I think we all would have been killed. But suddenly I saw down on the track on the far side of the lake, I heard a motorbike. And I looked and I saw, I think it was Frank and Peter, at least two people on a motorbike, and they drove the motorbike down to an old miner's wooden hut that used to be there. And that's apparently where they usually park their bikes. So I said to the other fellas I was with, I'm sure those chaps must be from the Mountaineering Club. I'm going to go over and maybe I might be able to do a climb with them. So somehow I extricated myself from the situation I was in, said goodbye to them, and they were all, by the way,
left them abandoned there.
And they were, by the way, they were very close friends. I abandoned them. I dashed down, half fell, half dashed down this mud cliff, raced up to the crag, and I was just in time to see Peter, I think, and Peter and Frank doing a climb called Fanfare, and I watched them. This was a wonderful experience seeing them really climbing. And when they came back down, Peter asked me, would I like to do a climb? And I said I would, and he brought me up my first climb at Glendalough that day. But incidentally, I never saw those other men again. I was very fond of them, and my mother knew them very well. I never saw them again, because they weren't interested in climbing. I had dragged them up to where we were on that day. I never saw them again. The people there that day were Frank, Peter, Sean, and Paul Hill. And I remember another group of people who were sort of hanging on a little bit, like the Walshes and Tom Cullen and I think Tony Rogers. Remember Tony Rogers?
No.
Remember Tony, the great, he was a great walker. But anyway, that's just kind of an opening.